Oh, yeah.
The only one that it took 9 seconds to throw.
It seems like we have a couple of those every week. Yeah, it was, I mean, vintage Jaren. I mean, he's seen it all year from him, especially in the red zone. You know, likes to extend the plays. It's, I think the more reps you get at it as linemen, the better, you know, you get used to it a little bit more. But, yeah, it's something that, you know, we talk about, especially in that field zone, down in the red zone, we need to score touchdowns, and sometimes we're going to have to extend the plays to get that. So you just kind of read the body language of the defense. You see them, see their eyes moving one way, kind of feel it out a little bit, anticipate the movement. And, yeah, it gets tiring after a couple seconds. But, you know, usually that's when the big plays happen. So
how long into something like that does technique go out the window? And it's really just instinct. And you also have to be aware where the line of scrimmage is, too, if you're looking for guys.
No, I mean, probably, I mean, once you see, see the defense kind of running to the left, at that point you just got to do anything to try to stay in front of them. So whether it's running side to side, trying to get your hands back on a guy, no matter what it is, at that point it's just kind of, you know, lay yourself out and try to get one more block so we can extend it a little bit longer.
TJ, I don't know how much or how often you reflect on your career or anything like that, but you realize how fortunate you are to never miss a playoff?
Yeah, I thought about that, last weekend. And, I can't remember who I was talking to, but you definitely don't take it for granted. You know, there's a lot of guys in this league who have played 10, 12 years who never been able to, you know, be in this position. So you kind of, you know, relay that message to the young guys. Don't take it for granted. It's very tough to get here. The older you get, the longer you play, the more you cherish these opportunities. So, you definitely try to share that with the young guys and make them understand that, we have a chance to do something special.
How about with Jared? Young guys here, actually. Jared Cook, of course, has been around. And have you talked to him at all? Anything about this experience?
No, I haven't talked to him personally. I know I've heard some of the quotes that he's been saying the last couple of weeks. I know he's this past week he's excited. He's definitely, he's got a little spark to him. It's fun to see. You don't realize that just because this being our eighth time in the postseason now, you don't get to, share that moment with a lot of other vets in the room. That's mostly with the young guys. So, yeah, Jared's a guy who's definitely he's very excited to get this opportunity. He hasn't got it before. He's ready to go out there. And, I mean, to him it feels like, he's probably one of the fresher guys in the locker room, just the way he's been bouncing around at practice and his attitude in meetings. And he's definitely excited. So, it's really cool, to share that experience with him, too.
If you had a chance, what would you say to him?
Well, he's a guy, I think we came into the league together, both in our eighth years, and it's the first time making the playoffs, so I don't think there's much to say. I mean, he cherishes these moments. He knows that this is, these games are precious. They don't come around too often for everybody, so just got to take advantage of them. Go on and have fun.
What does it mean to you to have been selected a playoff captain?
Yeah, it was, great honor. Especially because our teammates, we all voted, and just to be selected out of, a great group of guys, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Brian, to be able to share that honor, be representing the offense is definitely, it's a great feeling. So, I think that just shows the growth that, I've made the past couple years, stepping into a leadership role, stepping into that veteran role, but also sharing it with a lot of other guys, because there was a lot of other guys that were very deserving of that too. But it was definitely a great honor.